Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, Sarah and I will be discussing the doTERRA Emotional Aromatherapy System. This will be a three-part mini-series dedicated to an in-depth understanding of each powerful blend. So don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast. It's free, means the world to us, and it helps this podcast reach more ears. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Sarah, I'm really excited. We have banked this conversation for quite some time. So it's time. It's ready to hatch. It's ready to bloom. We're in spring. So I feel like, and I know you feel the same, it's time to have this conversation about a really powerful kit that doTERRA put together so beautifully and as a whole, collectively, can really enhance and really support the user when life is lifing them and they need that aromatherapy support.
Yeah, I love the emotional aromatherapy collection. It is probably, I remember when it came out, right? Like, I remember the convention it came out. I remember being super excited about it. By then, I was already diving into the whole world of emotions and essential oils and what that meant and what it meant for me, what it meant for other people. So when they brought this out, I remember Mandy was like, "You're going to love what they have at convention this year." She got a little sneak peek that year and she was like, "This is all you. This is like right up your alley." And I was like, "Yes, I can't wait." And so ever since they brought it out, and I'm excited because they've got, after they came out with this, they also came out with the roller bottles. And so that you can get the roller bottles in the same six oils, the motivate, cheer, peace, forgive, console, and passion. And you can also get those in a roller collection as well. And I love that those rollers are on me all the time, all the time. And I'll share some stories about that probably on the next podcast. I'll actually share a story because it has to do with two other oils that we're not going to cover today because we're only going to cover two oils today.
And these blends, they each have a wonderful array of oils that make up that blend. And it's completely crafted in such a way that I can't mimic it. I truly can't. So when they formulated this kit, it is to support your emotions and where you're at in that moment. And studies have proven over and over again that when we activate our small receptors with aromatherapy through the nose, which goes to your brain and your nervous system, these messages are activated by the limbic system, and which controls emotions and memory, and it can stimulate your hippocampus. I think that's the word, hippocampus. And it can release serotonin, right? So we want that. We want to feel more at ease. We want to lower the level of anxiousness that we're in. And anxiousness across the board, you pick an oil out of this collection and it's going to support you. So today we're highlighting two out of the six. Today, Sarah and I are going to be discussing and holding space for motivate and cheer. So, Sarah, you want to begin, my friend?
So motivate's an amazing oil. I love motivate. Like, it's probably, I won't say it's my favorite one out of the collection, but it's right up there. It's right up there because it has wild orange and lemon and clementine and tonka bean and vanilla. And then there's a whole bunch of other ones. Melissa, cardamom. Lemongrass, spearmint, basil, coriander, rosemary, and peppermint. So, just to name a few, there's quite a few oils in here. And so, just it, if you know about any of these oils, because we've discussed quite a few of them on their own, you know that this is like a powerhouse of oils right here. I mean, I
Agree.
love just using like peppermint and wild orange by itself was like one of my favorite things to energize. I mean, you're putting peppermint, wild orange along with so many others.
The laundry list of amazing oils. Correct.
And I mean, let's just talk about rosemary, lemon are in there. So you're going to be able to like focus in a little bit more on what you're trying to accomplish. Let's talk about coriander and basil. Like this is renewing and helping us to like renew. And sometimes we need that renewal, that feeling of renewal to like generate that motivation again, right? Then you've
Absolutely.
got spearmint, and this is going to help you to communicate well and express yourself. And you've got lemongrass, which is a powerful cleansing oil. And it's going to kind of clear out some of those limiting beliefs and limiting possibilities. And then tonka bean, we really don't have like a lot of data and information on the emotional side of tonka bean, but it is along with that vanilla family. So it's amazing. It's a bean, right? So vanilla beans, tonka beans, cocoa beans, it's a bean. It's in that bean pod family. And then you have cardamom and Melissa. And Melissa is amazing. It's the oil of light. And then of course you have vanilla. So like you've got this pretty like kick butt, taking names, oil
Yeah, puts you
blend.
into action. Yes. Motivate is the essential oil. It's called the encouraging blend for a reason. And if Sarah didn't mention all that she did already, like you already know now with just the microscopic amount of info that you received from each and every oil on an energetic level, you can see, or hopefully you're beginning to see and understand how encouraging this motivate blend is and can be on an energetic level.
Yeah. It fosters confidence to follow through with one's creative inspirations. I like that's like my favorite line out of the Essential Emotions book for this oil, that it fosters confidence to follow through in one's creative inspirations and intentions. And you know, there's some I can't remember the quote. I'm gonna slaughter it now, but basically, I think it's Mel Robbins. I think it's a quote from Mel Robbins. And basically, she was just like, you have like 5 seconds to act on the inspiration that you receive. Otherwise, you lose it and you won't do it. So, when you are inspired by something, you need to take the action immediately or you will not do it. And
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I love it even more because there's a part in the description in the Essential Emotions book. And if you're new to this podcast, welcome in. We reference the Essential Emotions book all of the time. It is a powerful resource for everybody, not just Sarah and I. So there's a part in the description of Motivate, and it encourages Motivate can act as a support in rediscovering and maintaining one's desire to serve. Have you ever felt depleted and discouraged and weary and stagnant or gloomy? Because my friend, Motivate is your ally. It's going to come in and say, hey, girl, I got you. Like, let me do some of the heavy lifting for you so you can do those things that I already know bring you so much joy. Like, Sarah's shaking her head right now, like, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, these oils are here to do the heavy lifting. Help us do the work.
it's such a great oil, especially when you're feeling like stagnant and like you can't get by, like you're just kind of stagnant. You need that extra little like oomph to like get you going, like kick your butt, like let's power through this, let's be Like it's almost like it's like a motivational coach in a bottle.
Oh yeah. I think of it as like for all the coffee drinkers, for all those people that use a stimulus, right? Energy drink, coffee drink. Why do you go to it? Because you need that extra boost. I think of Motivate, like if you have this oil, my friends, I encourage you to use it every single morning and see what that does within a 2 week time. See how much you get done. And I promise you, you're going to be more alive in the morning. Like it's hard to explain. Sarah, maybe help me explain this. Like it's just giving you that extra motivation that you need, that you seek elsewhere.
So it's going to take you from feeling, I don't know, have you ever woken up in the morning and you're just like, oh, another day. I got to get this day going.
Yes, I
I
have.
don't want to, I really don't want to get out of bed. My bed is super comfy. My bed is either super warm or maybe it's just feels good in the sheets. You know, you're just laying there and you're like, I just don't want to do this right now. I don't want to do today. And this oil, if you reach for this, I mean, I would keep it on my nightstand if I were you, going through like any kind of like, I don't want to get out of bed syndrome. I'd leave it on my nightstand. I would roll it on my wrists first thing in the morning. I would smell it. I would take some nice deep breaths and I'd be like, yep, let's go. Let's kick this day into gear and let's get it done. Like it just helps you to. I'll read you a line from the book. It imbues a warrior-like spirit and strengthens individuals to face adversities and the challenges.
Absolutely. That's why it's in my bathroom. Like you said, Sarah, like every morning, just apply it, put it on, let it do its thing. You said it so eloquently in this book. Again, the entire description of Motivate, which they call it the Motivate blend for obvious reasons. But I love how it says it encourages individuals to work through their feelings of gloom, weariness, or hopelessness, rather than slipping into despondency or despair. We don't want to go there. We don't want to give it any more energy than it's already trying to suck away from us. So this blend of powerful essential oils that Sarah had mentioned earlier, it is here for you, and it is one of the six powerful blends that makes up this aromatherapy line or aromatherapy kit for you. Sarah, how do you like to use this oil before we move on to the next?
So I'm big on, I love the rollers of all of these. So I'm probably gonna tell you to use it as a roller, but I love diffusing it as well, especially this one. I don't diffuse all of the emotional aromatherapy ones. I usually use them as a roller if I'm being completely transparent with you. But this one is definitely diffuser worthy. Like, definitely one of those ones. This one will go into my children's bathrooms first thing in the morning when I'm walking around. I don't know if you have this routine, Vicky, but I have this routine in the mornings where I go and fill up all of my diffusers all throughout the entire house. And so this is in the my kids' bathroom because this diffuser needs to get everybody out of my house in a timely manner.
It's a get up, get ready, and get out.
Get out.
I love that. That's their nickname, right? The nickname of this oil is the get out oil.
Get your day going and let's get out. It kicks your butt and tell it takes names and it's just a great oil. So I love that in my diffuser, but I really motivate most of the time is going to go on to my chest, right over my heart. Generally, I will swipe a few rolls on there. On my wrists. And sometimes I'll put it on the back of my neck or right behind my ears, like right there where somewhere I can smell it on a, especially if I'm struggling. And then sometimes I'll actually diffuse this with Citrus Bliss. So I'll
Oh,
put
I can see
Motivate
that.
and Citrus Bliss together. It's just yummy and I love it. So, and Citrus Bliss has some of the some similar. Yeah, I can talk tonight. Some similar oils like wild orange and clementine and tonka bean and lemon and vanilla. So it's got some of this, you'll see some of the similar oils. But you'll see some different ones too. So I don't know, hands down, Motivate has got to be a great oil for anyone who's just struggling with the get up and go of the day.
Be more comforted and be more cheerful and uplifted and joyful, all of the higher vibration emotions that we all want to reside in every single moment of our lives. But in reality, it's going to ebb and flow. This is going to help you flow to a higher vibration. And I love using Motivate. Like Sarah, I tend to use the rollers more than I do the 5 milliliter. You cannot go wrong either way. But application wise, I usually apply them topically. Like Sarah said, I put it over my solar plexus or I put it over my chest if I'm covered up, which I usually am. I also love to apply it to my neck. And depending on if it's a day that I wash my hair or not, when it's on a day that I don't, I like to like really go up into okay, Sarah, help me out here. Lower part of your brain. What is that part called?
The occipital area.
There you go. See? There you go. That area. I like to just massage it up in there. And then I just, depending on the day, I do have this in a 5 milliliter because I do love the aroma and it really does pack a punch for me, even when I don't re recognize it at the end of the hour or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, I really got what I needed to get done in that time. So it makes me happy. I use it both ways. I have to tell you my scoop before I totally forget to do this. But my scoop of the day is to put this to work. Like, no joke, try and do a week of it every single morning. The scoop of the day is to get your bottle out, whether you have it in a 5 ml or a roller, put it in on your bathroom counter or your nightstand and huff it within the first 10 minutes of your morning or apply it in the first 10 minutes of your morning and do that for 7 days. Give yourself the grace of 7 days of using that. And I want you to think about, ooh, okay, what was it like before? And what was it like after the 7 days? I'm very curious. So when you do this, let us know in the comments below how you like it and how you've used it. So there's my scoop for Motivate, my friend. Okay, are we
Awesome.
ready to share? Are we ready to share some cheer? Pun intended.
I love
Okay.
cheer. This is not
Go
my
ahead,
favorite.
girl.
We're still not at my favorite oil yet out of this group, but this is like my second favorite. Cheer is my second favorite. I gotta tell you, when cheer first came out, they reformulated the blend. Maybe 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years ago. I don't know. It's been a
I don't
few
know, it's a
years.
blur.
Everything after COVID was a blur. So it was a few years ago. I want to say maybe 3 or 4. They redid Cheer, and because Cheer was not my favorite, it was definitely one of my least favorites. And then they reformulated it, and now it is definitely on my it's a top tier oil in my book, because it is now it's made purse level, guys. When an oil
Oh,
makes
wow.
purse level where I'm carrying it on me, then you know it's like top
You know you're
tier. Like,
in. Yes.
because I only carry like 20 of my favorite oils with me, so like
It's part of the cool kids club as far as essential oils go.
it is now in the top tier of what I carry with me, so therefore it is in that level of my it is in the purse. So
You know, you've made it win. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, so share because the cheer has wild orange, star anise, ginger, bergamot, ylang ylang, frankincense, lemongrass, tonka bean, vanilla absolute. So why is it purse worthy for you? Why do you love it so much, Sarah? Share with our amazing listeners.
okay, first of all, I think it smells like an old-fashioned candy store.
You do. Is this the one that you think smells like the old town San Diego kid? Oh my gosh.
Yes,
Sorry.
this
For
one
all the San
smells.
Diego people, you'll
Okay,
know what
if
we're
you
talking
are
about.
a San Diegan, or you've ever lived in San Diego, or you've even visited Old Town San Diego, okay, because it is a touristy place.
Correct.
If you've ever gone into the old-fashioned candy store where they're pulling the taffy and they do the taffy pull, You walk in there, and this oil smells like that store. It smells like that old-fashioned candy store. It makes me so happy. It brings me so much joy. I'm getting like giddy just thinking about it because I'm thinking about walking on the little like the boards, you know, in front of the place, you know, the boardwalk, the literal boardwalk. And you're walking up, and then you just push open the door, and that goodness just smacks you in the face, and you're like, oh. And then as a parent, I don't say no because I'm like, oh, sure, you want that? Sure. 25 cents? Absolutely. You can have that little candy stick for 25 cents. Oh, yeah, you want that? Sure. Absolutely. You want a half a pound of taffy? Absolutely. Like, the word no goes out the door and it just brings in happiness and joy. So, yeah,
This is
that's what
what the
reminds me of.
aroma brings to mind. Wow, that's a powerful memory, a very good memory at that. But okay, so it invokes cheerfulness. Like you, without saying it, you lit up like a light bulb. You were full of cheer sharing the story with everyone. But what does it do for you? What, like, tell us. I want you to bare your heart and soul with cheer.
This one has been an oil I've been using for the past month really heavily. I've been using this one. There's a few others, but this is one of the ones I've been really using very heavily. My mom passed away last month, and I have struggled with grief and struggled with just the heaviness of that. And so this oil has definitely helped me to relieve some of that heaviness that I have been feeling and to really to bring more cheer to me because I've just struggled with that heavy-heartedness, that weighing, I don't know, weight feeling weighed down by just grief and sadness. So I feel like this oil has really helped me to kind of keep going and not like succumb to being just, you know, in bed, can't move, sad, right? Like, don't get me wrong, I've had a couple of those days, but for the most part, it has helped me to keep going. So I'm not experiencing that on a daily basis, that just that heavy heartedness and just feeling like I can't move. And so this one has definitely helped me. I have definitely felt it restore, because I think that's a good word, restore some of the cheer and the joy that kind of gets lost when you've lost a family member, especially a parent. So it doesn't take away all the pain. It doesn't take away all the sadness, but it helps me to keep moving and keep going and keep doing the things that I know my mom would want me to do and not just get so sad that I can't like function.
Fair. Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you being vulnerable here. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. However, this aromatherapy line is such a blessing for so many. And I feel like it is not discussed enough, and at least in the small crevice of the world that I live in, these oils or these blends tend to get overlooked. But if I'm being honest with you, the society as a whole is hurting. And there's a lot of heavy hurt, a lot of heavy emotions that people are trying to work through that seem to have no end. And I don't want people to live in this space of being joyless and depleted and feeling like there's no hope. The heavy-heartedness that society and social media and all of that, like it's constantly bombarding you, right? Like, I know I'm not the only one seeing it or feeling it, but let me tell you, these oils are freaking epic and can do so much for us and help support us in making better decisions. And making a better decision could look like I'm sitting on the couch, feeling all these feels, not wanting to do anything. But I have an essential oil near me and I put it on. So I actually get up and go get the water that I need because I haven't had water in 5 hours. It can be as small as that. You know, it doesn't have to be a monumentous experience. These micro experiences that these essential oils can give us that help our body do the healing that we need to do the work is for everyone. And cheer, I learned from a really close friend of mine that when you are in a very dark place, an emotionally dark place, and you really can't see where the exit sign is, you're just feeling very low. Cheer is going to come in. Yes, there it's a I shouldn't say a pungent aroma. It's a heavier aroma, but it's going to come in and it's going to come in softly, not to scare you, not to have you turn away from it, but it's going to come to you and it's going to take your hand and meet you where you're at. And then it's going to start turning on those lights. And it's going to give you that moment of clarity, that moment of vision, that opportunity to feel restored, that moment of cheerfulness that wasn't there a moment ago. That is what cheer will do for you when you put this powerful blend to work. Now, again, I want to reiterate, if you're brand new to this podcast, welcome. Sarah and I are so excited that you're here. But I want to remind you, listeners, that these oils don't do the healing. They allow us to do the healing. They're an ally to the work that needs to be done, yet sometimes needs a little nudge in the proper direction. And I'm telling you, this oil blend has saved people over and over again from the inner demons that they're struggling with. So if you've checked any of those boxes in today's episode, a feeling a lack of motivation, or you're needing to feel uplifted and held and supported and loved, and you need to see that light again. You now have two oils that you know more about, motivate and cheer. And yes, I can speak for Sarah and I when I say we've used both in the same day multiple times. For those listening to this podcast, Sarah is shaking her head like, yep. Yeah, absolutely. I've had so many more moments of clarity in my personal life. And I'm talking minutes to hours of more clarity because of this modality than I wouldn't have otherwise. And that's just fact. Cheer is especially helpful for individuals who feel heavy-hearted, or who have been weighed down by many challenges in life. Y'all, post 2020, pretty sure we've all had some heavy challenges. So turn to these little bottles of joy. Turn to I don't even know how to say this. Mother Nature knows best. doTERRA knows how to extract Mother Nature in its essence and its purity, bottle it up and give it to us and help us understand that together we can move in the direction we're supposed to. It's beautiful. Sarah, what else do you want to share about this beautiful cheer?
I think that for me, cheer, I don't know, cheer has been like a friend. That's kind of like if you need a friend that kind of is like uplifting and I don't know, safe friend that you're ready to like just kind of kick you in the butt. Not kick you in the butt, because I don't even want to say that, because it's not motivate. It's more like uplift you and help you to just kind of like hold your hand and kind of say, come with me and let's move together. And so it's not quite as like kick you in the butt, like motivate, but it's more of like, come on, come with me. Like I'm gonna put my arm around you and we're gonna walk this together and we're gonna keep going together.
Absolutely. It's that friend, like you said, take my hand. You already know, like, and trust me. I will lead you. If you need to lean on me while we do this, you can. But I'm here. Absolutely beautiful, beautifully said, Sarah. Yeah.
So I like to use this as a roller on my chest, definitely my chest, my wrists, and that's really where I put it the most, like, because it's just right, especially right now, it's just like a heart healing type of thing that I need, and so it's really just going right there on my heart, on my wrists. I don't really use it anywhere else but that, and then once in a while, I'll diffuse this. I do not diffuse this as much as I wear it. Like, again, just full disclosure, I'm not, they're great diffused, and I don't really know why I don't diffuse them very much, but it's more, I want it on my body because I want the linoleine and the sesquiterpenes and all the monoterpenes, and I want all the things and the linalool and all the goodness to be like soaking into my body, and I want that cheer to just be soaking into my soul. So, that's typically why I wear it versus diffusing. I will diffuse it, just not as often as I reach for it as a roller. So again, this is in my purse. This is made top tier level of oil goodness in my purse because it's there. And I don't think you could go wrong with it. Again, it's got the star of anise in there. So that's where you get
That's why.
that licoricey flavor or smell.
Yep.
And I don't like black licorice, let's be totally honest. But
Me
that is
neither.
that old fashioned candy smell that I that kind of it comes up with. And it's got lemongrass in it, so it has like a little bit of that lemony, like lemon drop flavor, like smell to it, and it's got wild orange in it, and then it's got ginger candies, because like I mean ginger candy, ginger oil, which reminds me of those little ginger candies. Like if you've
Yeah.
ever had those little ginger, I don't know if your grandma had those ginger candies, but my grandma sure had those little ginger candies, and so I think that and the smell of vanilla, I think that is why it just brings back. Brings me to like this
Happy
childhood.
shop.
Reminds me of this little candy shop. Reminds me of like the 5 cent candies or whatever in like old time. I'm telling you, old town San Diego. This is exactly what it reminds me of because it just has so many of these scents in it that just reminds me of that old time thing. And that's why it brings me joy. It brings me joy to a time of happiness and purity. And I mean, okay, maybe some candy. Like, who doesn't love
Yeah.
and like?
I agree with you with the black licorice thing. It's not my jam. So we're very similar in many ways. I love it, but I don't gravitate to diffusing it. I have in dire needs of, I know that I need the aromatherapy. I know I need to raise my vibration. And so I have diffused it. My nose is not the biggest fan, but I do flood it with wild orange or bergamot or petitgrain. Like I diffuse it with other citruses to elevate the citrus note in it. I do like rolling it, but then again, I'm not a big fan of the black licorice aroma that my nose picks up because of the star anise. So I put it on my feet. I put it on my solar plexus, somewhere where I can and cover it. So it's never in my negligee, decolletage. What is it? Your neck? On your neck?
Décolleté.
Décolleté, there you go. Don't know why I wanted to use that word. I never used that word in my life. My scoop of the day for cheer is to not necessarily turn to cheer, but pause and reflect whether or not you feel like you would results from cheer in that moment or motivate. But I really want you to become more intuitive with yourself. And I'm excited because tomorrow's conversation is going to be about peace and forgive essential oil. So, Sarah, do you have one last scoop for our amazing listeners tonight?
So I would say for cheer, for using with cheer. I'm going to give you a scoop on cheer. That's different than what I was going to say originally. Okay, cheer is a great one to use if you do not if you have an upset stomach too. To roll it around because it
Dangerous.
has the ginger in it and it has the star of anise, which is actually really good for your digestive system. And it has the wild orange, so it really does help with an upset stomach. So if this is like If your top tier bag only fits like five oils and you can't carry a digestant or something, Star of Anise, I mean, Cheer in a pinch will help with that upset stomach or feeling nauseousness or anything like that. It will help in a pinch. So that is my one of my scoops. And then my second one was to mix Cheer with lemon and wild orange and tangerine, putting those three, putting a little bit more wild orange with it, and then the lemon and the tangerine, and it's even going to smell even more like a candy store when you put that in your diffuser.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt in to our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.